John, we've heard this before on this very segment. In a business brief, we have talked about Shad Khan's plans for the shipyards. You were quite optimistic about his plan succeeding last year, but that did not quite happen.
Nope, did not happen. And we're going on the fifth go-round now for the ship.
The fifth?
Yes, the fifth since 1995.
What is different this time?
The involvement by the mayor. Mayor Lenny Curry seems to have really grasped onto this project and has made it a priority. Other mayors in the past certainly supported development of the shipyards, but they didn't put quite the effort into it that Mayor Curry seems to be putting into this. And of course, you have Shad Khan, who owns the Jaguars, who gets just about anything he wants out of the city council, and well has the means to make this all happen. I'm going to really get optimistic. This time it's going to work. Fifth time's a charm.
Okay, but you had those same factors last year. You had Mayor Curry, you had Shad Khan proposing something for the shipyards. What has changed in a year?
One of the good things about having five different go-rounds is each time you learn something and the next plan comes out a little better. And I think the final twist here is the idea of putting development into what is now Metro Park and making the public access park the west side of the shipyard's property. That seems to make a lot of sense, to put condos, the hotel, the shops as close as possible to the stadium.
So what we're talking about here is combining Metropolitan Park with what's the old shipyards property. That's the contaminated part of the land west of here. And that was what held up Shad Khan's plans last year. So now he's looking at building closer to WJCT.
It really starts to make much more sense. This iteration of the plan, I think, has a really good chance of succeeding. It may take years, really, to get this thing going, but we've been at this since 1995, so that would be par for the course, I guess. A lot of people have proposed things for that land. We've had proposals for an Olympic swimming venue, an aquarium. Actually, what is probably going to happen in some form or fashion is the USS Adams will be displayed there and become an attraction. No shortage of ideas for what to do with the shipyards, including a zip line across the river.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr, and I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.